all have stories to tell, but we often forget to have the conversations to pass them on. We're too busy, too distracted, too occupied. Our stories only live if we tell them. This is Northern Michigan Voices. I'm Hannah Moran. In July of 2014, StoryCorps, a national nonprofit organization that travels the country, came to Marquette and recorded conversations between families, friends, and neighbors, then submitted them to the Library of Congress for preservation. StoryCorps says, listening is an act of love. Telling these stories is also an act of love. We hope you enjoy the voices of our community and the stories they tell. Today, Public Radio 90 continues a story from George Truckee, who talks about growing up in Marquette in the 1940s.
Gooney was the only child, and both parents worked, so he always had money. And Gerald Craig did, too, because his parents owned the Craig store there, and he got all the goodies for free. But the rest of us, we were just normal families, you know. My dad always worked. He never was laid off, and he worked for the railroad. And he wouldn't join the union when the railroad became unionized, because he said he owed too much to the railroad company because they never laid him off during the Depression and that. You know, Ishmaeniegani had the mines, and we had the railroad. And they, and our railroads went up, it's the South Shore and the lakes in Ellison Eye, two railroads. And we hauled all the ore to the ore docks. And Lake Ellison Eye had their own dock, and then right down here in Lower Harbor was the South Shore dock. And so is just about everyone I can think of were affiliated with the railroad in some degree. My whole neighborhood, I think every man in that neighborhood worked for the railroad. And back then they had all the choo-choo trains, you know, they ran by coal. And our snow in the winter was always black from all the coal dust coming up out of the chimney of the engines. And it was all dirty. You know, y'all was kind of glad to see a nice fresh snow coming, because then you could see white. But and there wasn't a lot of money, so there wasn't a lot of remodeling of buildings or anything like that, you know. And so everything was old. I remember everything as being old, you know. And like the house we lived in was quite old, you know. And I remember everything in the town as being old. And the hobos, too, they're old men and just ride the rails. Yeah, I had a couple of uncles that are hobos also. Hobos, tramps, or bums, whatever they call them. They had their little buildings that they built out of cardboard or, you know, plywood or whatever they could find, these guys, and they lived there. And they would go around town and beg, you know, for food from at houses and things like that. But these are people that were today would have been working, but they just, you know, they had no job, so they traveled. And whatever, if they could pick up a job somewhere, then at least they could make some money for their family back home.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by WNMU-FM and the Northern Michigan University Advanced Audio Production Class. Today's program was edited by Chris Jandro. For Public Radio 90, I'm Hannah Moran.